And where do some people keep pencils?
Behind the ear.
Okay, and this is my
ear
compared to this one. How would you describe this ear?
Right ear and left ear.
Okay. If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
And he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
And men wear a tie around their
neck.
And what do you call the little part of the neck right here that shows up on men a lot?
Windpipe.
Yeah, it sort of sticks out.
Yeah. That's some kind of bone. I have forgotten now. Where that windpipe goes down.
I don't know. What do you call that? The Adam's apple?
The Adam's apple. Yeah, I thought that was a big knot in your neck.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Mm-hmm. And he would say he needs to fill that
cavity.
Yeah, and the cavity is in a, what's one of these?
In your tooth.
Okay. The flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
Mm-hmm. And you could hold a baby bird in the
hollow of your hand.
Or
the middle of your hand. The palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm. And he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Mm-hmm. He shook his
fist.
Okay. And any place where you can bend your finger or arm, it's called
a joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Mm-hmm. And you might say he has broad
shoulders.
And this is a
hand.
Mm-hmm. And I have two.
Two hands.
Okay. And the thing that you walk with is your
feet, your legs.
Mm-hmm. And you have one.
One is a foot, 2 feet.
Okay. You might bruise your
legs.
Yeah, the front part of the leg is called
the calf of the leg, I think is what it's called.
Okay. If that, what would you call the back part of your thigh? You know, you might kneel down on
your hips.
Would you ever, you'd say you're squatting down on your
knees.
Would you ever use haunches?
No, I haven't. I've heard that used, but I never used.
Okay. If somebody's been sick a while, and he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Person is very big, a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you'd say he is big and
fat. Stout.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, somebody who's very easy to get along with would be
compatible.
Mm-hmm. Or he always has a smile on his face, you might say he's
pleasant.
Mighty.
Pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, you'd say he's mighty.
All stomach and feet.
Yeah.
Slim.
He's, sometimes teenagers are very
small. Tall, thin.
No, they're always stumbling over their arms and legs, arms and feet.
Delicate. Okay. Stumbling.
He's not very graceful. Do you have another word of saying not very graceful? I'd say
He's very, I don't know.
Okay. Would you use awkward or?
Yes, awkward. He's quite awkward.
Okay. See, did you ever use the word common about a person?
Common, C-O-M-M-O-N.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now, what does it mean when you...
A person who has no set values or standards and has anything that's degrading.
Mm-hmm.
They're connected with the...
Okay.